As candidates emerge for the special election to fill the first Berkshire District State House seat, voters in the fall can see a familiar name on the ballot. Stephanie Bosley, daughter of former state representative Daniel Bosley, talks about her decision to run.
I really got to see from a young age how you can positively impact the community through the seat. So I would say that my interest kind of stemmed from that, but really I'm running because I want to be a voice in Boston for Northern Berkshire, and I want to ensure that the people of Northern Berkshire have all of the opportunities that they need to be successful.
Like you said, you'd be the second Bosley to hold the seat if elected. Do your views align with your father's?
I would say that some do. I think that we sometimes have varying views on some issues, but I think that we also hold a lot of the same kind of issues and values.
Like what?
I would say that a lot of his kind of views on clean energy and supporting our natural resources align with mine. We're both pretty enthusiastic about preserving our natural resources, supporting agriculture, making sure that clean energy is kind of at the forefront of creating public policy and working towards clean energy.
How could your experience in working with regional economic development be put to good use in Boston?
Working for One Berkshire, I was able to meet with a lot of our area businesses, and a lot of the feedback that I'd gotten from them was that they had employment opportunities, but they didn't have the workforce that was educated in those employment opportunities. So I think that one of the things that I would really like to focus on is supporting the great educational resources that we have in MCLA and in McCann Technical High School's secondary education programs, and making sure that those programs are aligning with employment needs in the area, and also working with them to kind of explore areas that they may be able to provide education and training that would attract businesses that are looking to relocate to the area.
Filling in for Gail-Ann Criddy will be difficult for anybody, but what among her initiatives are you most ready to fight for?
Absolutely. You know, Gail was a friend and a mentor, and I wish that I was running under different circumstances because her shoes will be hard to fill. One of the bills that I really liked that she was working on was a housing pilot program for Northern Berkshire. It was for recent graduates, college graduates, to get mortgages to invest in housing in Northern Berkshire. I think that that would be really great for our area.
And what else do you think needs to get done?
I would really like to see the conversation continue with transportation. I think that Senator Hines is beginning the conversations with MCLA, which is great. I was able to sit in on that workshop on Friday. I think that it's huge for economic development that we have public transportation that is accessible and affordable to people. I also would like to focus on making sure that broadband is accessible. I know that the Massachusetts Broadband Institute is working to allow cities and towns to improve their infrastructure, and I would like to support them in making sure that broadband is accessible and comes to the area.
That's First Berkshire District State Representative candidate Stephanie Bosley, a Democrat. The Northern Berkshire County seat opened when Representative Gail-Ann Criddy died in June. The primary is set for October 10th. The general election is November 7th.